Yes, well, look, at this time every Friday, but it's our last Friday, but not our last together, this wonderful, wonderful woman who's an ornament to broadcasting in this country because she's got views, articulates them splendidly, does her homework. She, unfortunately, I keep telling her, she needs to improve her appearance, really. I think that's a bit of a problem. Have you had your suit?
Oh, God, love you.
Here she is, Lady Peter Credland. Have you had your soup? Not for breakfast.
No, I've had a very stiff, very, very strong Earl Grey because it's a tough day. You know, I'm one of your listening family and have been for 20 plus years. I'm aging myself there. But I know you've had the great and the good on all week and all last week, and I've listened to it all, paying homage to you, and it's all justly deserved. And I can hear you harumphing there, but I'm going to say something here.
Harumphing, I like that.
I want to speak to your radio family through you because, you know, long before I was a name in politics and now the media, I was one of them, Alan, and I was one of the many hundreds of thousands who set their clock by you every day. And you've helped me and you still help me unravel all the big issues and make sense of the big issues of the day. And I want to say to your listeners, your support of this wonderful man has kept him going. You've had some knocks, particularly in recent times, and you always say that, you know, you've got their back, and they say that to you. Yes, Alan, you've got her back. I tell you what, listeners, you've had his back. And many nights we've come off air at Sky, he's spoken of you like your family. He talks about the issues that you've raised with him. He treats you, you can hear it in his voice. He treats you with enormous respect. And he says you're one of his best, you're his best researchers. Well, he means that. And when I worked in politics, I know what it was like to get a missive from Alan Jones. I mean, most of the time it was a missive that arrived on a fax. Remember those days? Now it's obviously email, and nothing galvanised a politician into faster action than Alan Jones has been on to me about this, and we'd sort it out. But it was never a big name in those faxes. It was never a big name. It was always just one of the little people. And you were like this ombudsman of life. People say, gee, it's a shame that Alan Jones didn't get into Parliament. And I say no, because Parliament's gain would have been our loss. You have been extraordinary. And this is from my heart about me. As someone who has had a few knocks from the haters, I've never had a stronger supporter in my corner. And I've worked in the PM's office like you did, Alan. There's lots of subjects where I think I'm a bit of an expert, or I know at least as much as anyone else out there. And there's not a day goes by when I don't tune into you, and somewhere between dawn and 9 o'clock, you teach me something.
Isn't that lovely? You're beautiful.
You are extraordinary.
You are special. Well, we're together. We're together, and they'll be able to see Peter and I, we hope, for some time to come on Sky News. Although I will say to you, Peter, I haven't told anyone else this. I'm just having a little bit of a break after today, so you'll be riding solo next week. But we'll talk to you off air anyway about all of that. But thank you for everything. Congratulations on what you do. Yeah, we're mates forever. It's a simple story, isn't it? Just mates forever. And that's something pretty special, I think, that we share. So lovely to talk to you. Hey, have a good day. Have some soup soon, eh?
God,
you can cook.
You are a beautiful man.
Thank you.
And next week, next Monday morning, it's going to be tough for everyone, but I hope you roll over, turn off that alarm and have a good sleep.
Thank you, Peter. There she is, Peter Credland. It's 22 and a half after 7 o'clock.